Hello and welcome to the Providence College Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Kay, and I'm joined by producer Chris Judge of the class of 2005. Here on the Providence College Podcast, we bring you interesting stories from the Fryer family. This week, we're talking with Miles Forg, a member of the class of 2024 from New Bedford, Massachusetts. As a first-year student, Miles became an intern at Habitat for Humanity of Greater Providence, but by the fall, he was the director of internships and professional engagement, managing a team of 10 interns himself. He's also the president of PC's chapter of Habitat for Humanity through Campus Ministry. Miles, thanks for joining us.
Liz, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So how did you get your internship at Habitat for Humanity?
So I became acquainted with Habitat for Humanity during my freshman year. So last year, my roommate Dory, a management major, he was tasked in his introductory management class to host a session where he could welcome nonprofit leaders from throughout the state. And it was a wonderful opportunity for college students to learn how they could plug into direct service during a time when so many things have been pushed to go remote. And so I was sitting on the Zoom, just being a good friend, trying to help him out by even being there. And all of a sudden, my attention perked up when I had heard Mark Kravitz speak, representing Habitat for Humanity. Mark Kravitz was the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Providence. And before he came to the affiliate, he actually graduated from Providence College class of 2003 as a public and community service studies major. And then from there, he acquired almost 20 years of service in sustainability consulting for organizations. And so he brought such a wealth of knowledge to Habitat for Humanity into bringing strength, stability, and self-reliance through home building through Habitat. And so when he was speaking about the work that he was doing and the work that the organization was up to, it truly kindled the spirit in me to want to learn more. And very ironically, he had mentioned that he needed a marketing intern to help launch the affiliate's social media strategies on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn. And having just gone through Marketing 205 myself, I was really eager to get to work. So I immediately messaged him. And thanks to the generosity of the Fryer family, I was able to start working with him very quickly right after the new year. And so coming on to Habitat as the first marketing intern, my task was simply to create a strategy for the organization. How would they approach suddenly creating different social media platforms? And I realized the more and more thought that I put into this project, that there was so much work to be done and so many different types of expertise and intelligence needed to make it happen. And so what really came to me was thinking of inviting my friends who are on the marketing fellowship at PC to come with me and to work on this amazing project. And, you know, in the scriptures in Romans 12, it says that we all have different gifts according to the grace that's given to each of us. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. And if it's leading, then do it diligently. And this was the type of energy that I wanted to bring to this organization. And 6 months in, we were able to create a team of 10 marketing interns who were helping to create a newsletter for the organization and to launch its Facebook and LinkedIn from the ground up.
So just to reiterate, though, like you weren't even enrolled in the class in which Dory was leading this event. But there you are in the private chat on the Zoom, connecting with and getting yourself an internship. That's great.
Absolutely. Networking starts as soon as you enter the doors.
And so you told us a little bit about some of the projects you did as a Habitat intern, but I think I'm just boggled by this fact that you were involved as an intern at Habitat at Providence, in Providence before you were involved with Habitat's chapter at PC's campus. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, I was actually working with the organization for about 6 months before I had met the leaders of the Providence College chapter of Habitat for Humanity. So before I had met the president of PC Habitat, I actually had been leading that team. And by that time, we had done some really amazing work in the community. Like my roommate, Anthony Despena, who's a political science major, he was able to work under the mentorship of home support specialists. And what he did was he researched the bylaws and best practices of the home ownership journey through Habitat. And in that, he was actually able to renovate and tailor the home ownership guidelines to better fit the community that we were serving. And so by this time, working very closely with Anthony, I was able to meet more and more of these families, and I was starting to grow a real personal love for wanting to serve them. And so by the time that I had met the executive board for PC Habitat, I knew that this was something that I was very familiar with, and it was something that I just wanted to keep working on. And there was this like sense of familiarity that was so funny about the experience. It almost felt like I was at a family reunion and I had met a cousin that I didn't even know I had. And so next thing I knew, I was involved with the campus chapter for Habitat, and we've been able to do really, really impactful work since then. This year, we started doing local builds where we actually go out, not even within a 10 or 15 minute radius of the campus, and we are working on these home improvement projects for the families that we serve. And so we're really getting our boots on the ground as soon as we start the semester this year.
So in the past, there may be PC alums who remember either they themselves went on a Habitat for Humanity trip to, you know, various places along the Eastern Seaboard. But this spring break, you were leading a group that stayed pretty local, right?
Yes, that's right. So this year we had a much smaller crew than usual, but it was still a very mighty crew. We went, for the first time, we did a local build for the alternative spring break in Providence. And it was so amazing because the students were so happy to make a difference, not even 15 minutes away from their second home. And then in addition to the build in Providence, we were also able to go down to Southeastern Connecticut and work in the little village of Habitat homes that they were building down there. There was about 5 construction sites that were currently going. And honestly, it was really hectic, but it was a wonderful experience to work with this crew that was there simply because they cared about the people that we were serving with. Had they ever picked up a hammer or a nail in their life? Maybe not. But that's the gift of grace, and how powerful it can be is that it ennobles you to be able to do this work that you set out to do.
And what about yourself? Had you picked up many hammers or nails or worked with many power tools before joining the Habitat campus chapter?
Actually, quite a bit, but I definitely wouldn't have considered myself an expert. The year prior to all my involvement with Habitat, I began interning with Tektronic Industries, or TTI, in their field sales and marketing role, where I represented companies like Milwaukee Tool and Ryobi Tool. And from frame to finish, I learned how to market these products that were made for the core trades to hold up our local community, whether it be HVAC or the industry for electricians and for general contractors. And so working very closely with them, I was really able to learn the true power of these tools. So it only felt natural by the time that I had gone to the Habitat build site that, you know, if you'll say my mouth was to the megaphone and the hammer was in my hand, and it was history from there.
Miles, we've talked a little bit about your marketing major, but you really have a unique combination of majors because you're double majoring marketing and theology. Why did you choose these two majors?
So ironically, theology was the major that I had chosen when I was going into PC. But I had second-guessed myself, even though it was something that I truly loved to study and to learn more about. And so I changed my major, and this is all before I even got to college, by the way. I changed my major to an English major because I love storytelling. And then another voice in my head was telling me that the same thing you love about English, you could love about something in business, that storytelling piece. And so that really is what piqued my interest in marketing in the first place, was this ability to tell a story in a sort of fun and exciting way and to help brands to do the same. And the more and more that I got deeper into my experience at PC, the more I realized that I kept writing my sub papers about theology. It wasn't until I had Dr. Holly Kuhlman as one of my Civ seminar professors to remind me of that, hey, this is something that you seem to be really passionate about. And I want to push you as to why you're not taking more time to study about it. And so in an academic sense, I kind of felt called out. And so from there, I started to ask myself, why am I not majoring in theology? So I went ahead and I added it as a double major to my marketing major because I truly love equally both to learn from.
I bet you've gotten a few interesting reactions when you mentioned your two majors.
Oh, absolutely. Being marketing and theology, a lot of people think that I'm going to grow up to be a Bible salesman. But I don't really have much of a rebuttal to that as of now, aside from the fact that it's true, I basically major in evangelization. The Catholic Church, I've heard it said by a good friend, they have the best product in the world, but the worst salespeople.
But you got to think, you know, some of those early Christians, you know, they really had to think about how they were delivering their message when, you know, some of the early adherents were facing some pretty tough penalties of persecution. So as a marketing and a theology major, you've probably got experienced a wide range of courses at Providence College. Tell us about a few of your favorites, please.
Being at a Dominican institution has been one of the greatest gifts of my life. It's totally helped me to reframe the way I look at learning, the way I look at study. And I look at it in the same way that many of the friars who I've had as a professor look to the way they learn. And that's that their study is a reflection of the goodness of God. And in everything they study, they see this beautiful kernel of truth in it that they can share with other people. And so with being a marketing and a theology major, one class that particularly stands out to me that I've taken so far is Catholic Social Thought. Catholic Social Thought initially was something that I just wanted to take as a theology major, but I also learned that it covers my political engagement proficiency. And so taught by Father Albino Barrera, this class really explored many, many different ethical methodologies from throughout history. And Father Albino did such a good job of helping us to look at each one of those with a critical eye, to think, what are the strengths and weaknesses of everything that we're studying? And that's a difficult perspective to come with, to be a critical thinker in everything that you approach, even if it's something that you already initially agree with or disagree with. And so because of the way he challenged us as thinkers and as readers, we were able to explore really niche interests of our own. For instance, for my final paper, I was able to look into how do business and theology really come together? Is being a business person a vocation? And in a short answer, yes. And we were able to explore things like, why do we have human dignity? And what does that mean for the way that we work? How does that affect the way that companies recruit? And how does distributive justice come into play with compensation? And all these questions were just ones that were coming in and out of my head throughout the class. And Father Albino Barrera was able to field every single one of those questions with just such humility.
Miles, you have a habit of visiting someplace on campus daily. What is that place for you?
It has to be the chapel. Honestly, at least once a day, I make sure to make my way over to the chapel, whether it's just to try to carve out that time for a moment of peace and for a moment of prayer, or if I'm going right downstairs to campus ministry to visit my friends who are hanging out, playing ping pong, hanging out with the friars. It's become such a wonderful environment to see people constantly in and out of campus ministry in the chapel. And I think that that's part of the difference at Providence College, is that your ability to connect with God and with the truth is not even across the street. It's on the same campus.
And aside from the chapel, where's another place where you spend a lot of time on campus?
Definitely Slavin. If I had seen an hourly log of how much time I'd spend in Slavin, I probably would be scared. A lot of people find it funny. I find Slavin to be actually a very good ambiance to do homework in, which is, that's just an extrovert's dream, to just always be surrounded by people in conversation. So Slavin is the perfect place for that. And if I'm not working on homework, I'm definitely working behind the bar in McPhail's.
And do you also spend a lot of your free time in McPhail's too?
I do, yes. I love to play pool at McPhail's. I love to teach people how to play the game. My brother taught me how to play. And since then, it's just been something that any free chance I get, I love to challenge people with the game.
Maybe we've got our newest intramural sport ready to go.
Yes, the lineup is coming. I can just sense it.
So what are you doing this summer?
So right now I'm actually calling in from South Carolina, which is a 15-hour drive from my home back in New Bedford, Massachusetts. But the reason that I'm in South Carolina and I'm here for the summer is that I'm here for my second year internship with TTI. So I had interned last year with them as a field sales and marketing representative. But this summer I wanted to explore more of the interest that I picked up from Habitat, which really was in people management and in human resources. So the work that I'm doing this summer is helping to develop the corporate internship program, which is 15 members strong in the Anderson, South Carolina office, and also helping to improve some mentorship programs on the campus, one of them being for an engineering leadership development program. So I'm really enjoying the work that I've been up to, and getting to work with the interns and their managers has been an absolute pleasure.
But that's not the only thing you're doing this summer. You'll be back on campus to be an orientation coordinator. So some of the, and if any incoming first year students are listening, they'll get to know you pretty well. What's your favorite part of orientation?
I am so excited for orientation coming up. Coming in as an orientation coordinator, I'm specifically looking forward to just being able to connect with all the orientation leaders and be able to coach them as they foster these really unique relationships with the students that they lead. They're not an orientation leader for a day or even for a week or even for a year. It's something that carries with them all throughout their time at Providence College, because their relationship with the people that they lead is one of trust and it's one of friendship. And so for that reason, one of my favorite sessions during the orientation program is Tough Questions. Tough Questions is the session that the orientation leaders hold in a small group with their, they hold in a small group, and they get to really open up about what is really on your mind about Providence College. What do you want to know from, whether it's the dining or how is the CIV program or what's been your favorite memory? The orientation leaders get to be very authentic and very vulnerable with their group.
This is the college's 50th year of enrolling women as undergraduates. In honor of that anniversary, are there any Friar women, either faculty, staff, alumni, students, who particularly stood out as role models for you?
Absolutely. I would say that two come to mind. The first being Dr. Kuhlman, who's the theology department head that I had spoken about previously. And the reason why she came to mind is that she's just been such a great guide and a great mentor and an excellent teacher, even beyond the classroom. In every single thing that I do, that I approach her about, she always gives me the advice to, whatever I do, do it as if I'm doing it for the Lord. You know, that's what the book of Colossians tells us. And that perspective has just enabled me to approach school with a lot more diligence, with a lot more focus, and to truly study that which feels the most relevant for me in my career. And because of that vote of confidence, I've been able to take bigger risks in my academic experience at PC, adding a theology major on top of a business major, and also in my own professional life. Who would think that one of your theology professors would give you just enough conviction and confidence to be able to make that move from the Northeast to the South of the United States for a work experience in an industry that you're not even in? And so with that in mind, another really great mentor of mine has been Liz Lombard from the Career Center. Since day one of meeting Liz, she has been so tuned in and will go to bat for me every single time about a concern that I have about school or this crazy dream that I have about an internship that I want to do going into my senior year. No matter what it's been, she's been a very great listener. She's been super receptive and has helped me truly to feel at home in Friartown.
Just looking ahead, you have quite a ways to go before commencement, but what are your hopes and ambitions for after graduation?
After graduation, I wish I could say that I've thought that far ahead yet, but it's a plan that keeps on unraveling. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says that he has a plan for us and for our future, plans to give us hope. And having confidence in that has really, it's taken away a lot of the stress about planning about my future. So I think as of right now, what I see for the future is continuing to work in this field of human resources, whether it be in training or in talent acquisition or recruiting or just overall management. I'm really excited about the future, and I'm even more excited about what's coming up for this school year. Junior year is going to be a very busy year between the Habitat chapter and my involvement in leading the Benjamin Family Social Media Fellows. I'm really excited to get that experience of working in a really close-knit team, and also the experience of every class I have relates to something that I could potentially see as a career down the line.
Through your work through the Benjamin Family Social Media Fellows, you'll get to be part of this team that's managing social media for the School of Business, which is a pretty exciting opportunity for a group of college students.
Absolutely. that's something that I'm very passionate about. And I urge anyone who's listening to take the most of their PC experience by telling their story. Your story is not at all going to align with the story of your father who went to PC, or even your friend who is in the same major as you, or even your roommate. Your story is so uniquely your story. And that for me is what is so beautiful about this campus community that keeps me coming back, and it keeps me waking up each day wanting to tell my story, but more importantly, wanting to listen to the story of prospective students as an admissions ambassador, of listening to the stories of students who are already admitted through orientation. What's their biggest fears and what's their hopes? And just sometimes giving your own testimony, giving your own witness is the story that someone else didn't think that they needed.
Well, Miles, this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me, Liz.
Subscribe to the Providence College Podcast in all the usual places, including iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as your smart speaker. If you like what you hear, please review and share with others. Thanks for listening, and go Friars.